Okay, we've got an offensive tackle, Pugh from Syracuse, terrific football player. We think he's really versatile. You know, the Giants, we like guys that can do multiple things. We think this guy can play left tackle, right tackle, either guard. And actually, you know, Pat Flaherty thought he could even play center. He thought he had that kind of skill set. So hard to pass up those kind of guys. Really good football player. People ask about his arm length, and that wasn't an issue for us. We looked at him, and when you see guys with 32-inch arms playing the offensive line, especially the tackle position, I looked at tape after tape, and I never could see the arms come into play. And because I was looking for an excuse to downgrade him, but you can never find that. This guy is really productive against the run, against the pass, and he was too good of a value. And matter of fact, he was the highest guy on our board. Matter of fact, so we got value and the highest guy on our board. You guys think I'm joking when I say that, but it's absolutely true. Highest guy on our board. Well, you know, I think he's a tackle. You know, I think he's going to start out at tackle, but I think he's one of those guys that you know, during a game, you can plug him in at anywhere, and he'll play good for you. Smart, big, smart, high test score, team captain, all those things. Those are things you like about those kind of our kind of guy.
Jared, you missed the clean first four games last year with the shoulder.
Yes.
Any concern?
Yeah, no concerns. You know, our medical staff, you saw him, and they have no concerns with the shoulder. He did miss four games early in the season.
Do you think he could be an opening day starter?
We'll see. I think it's going to be a lot of competition, and that's what we try to do. We try to create competition, and I think he'll definitely come in and create some competition.
Jerry, how much thought was given to try to move up or down? Was there ever anything that was close at all?
There's always some calls and some thoughts about moving up and down. We had some calls to move up, some calls to move down, but nothing really materialized. Nothing really came close to being materialized for us to move.
Jerry, a lot of linemen were taken early in this draft. Was that what you expected, or did you think more would be available lower?
Well, you know, it was a lot of good offensive linemen in this draft up there at the top of the draft. And obviously, you know, they see them come off the board really quickly, and so that's, you know, everybody predicted this to be an offensive line, a big boy draft, and it kind of held true to form. So the big guys came off early.
You said if he was the highest player on the board, what did you like about him over Fisher and Jokel and Fluker?
They were already gone.
Wait, I'm not sure. Oh, okay. I thought you meant.
Yeah, they were already.
Left on the board. Oh, okay.
Left on the board, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant, like, overall.
No. He was a guy. He was the highest guy left on our board.
What do you think George Young would say, knowing all these elephants are coming off like this in the first round?
George, I'm sure he'd smile about it. You know, George, you know, you win with big people. That's the thing about it. You win with big people, and you got to have them. So we're going to have another young guy in an offensive line fold that we really like. And, again, you know, when people talking about the short arms a little bit, you know, I think about Rosie Brown, who was a great player here in Hall of Famer, and was a scout for a long time. And one thing Rosie said to me one time is, you can never find a perfect player. And so he's not perfect, but he's a really good football player, and we're glad to get him.
Jerry, he's not a huge guy, right? I mean, can he be a right tackle?
Yeah, he can be a right tackle. He played left tackle for them. You know, he's not a little guy now. He's a big man. You know, he's a big football player. He's not little by any stretch of imagination.
I know this may have been the thought in the first round, but obviously just looking at your current offensive line, there's a lot of age there. Did you go into this draft determined to grab some sort of young offensive lineman at some point early?
Well, we can see that the offensive line is aging a little bit as well, but we go into the draft like always, and we're looking for the best player, and we got that combination. You know, we're sitting there at 19. And really kind of sweating it a little bit because those guys were coming off pretty quickly. And he came right to us, right where we had him. And, you know, good player for us in that spot.
Are you surprised to see Sharif Floyd drop?
Nothing surprised me in a draft, nothing really. You know, that's one thing I learned as a young scout, you know, don't be surprised by anything in a draft. So I'm really not surprised.
So with the 49ers jumping up, that really didn't affect you at all?
It didn't affect us?
In the sense that if you're looking at this guy as a lineman and Nathan's a defensive guy.
No, not really. No, it didn't affect us, no.
Jerry, was there a particular game that you saw that kind of really put the stamp on him and said, hey, he could be a possibility for us?
No, I watch a lot of tape. I can't pinpoint a game that I watched. I watch a lot of tape on him, though. Because, again, I saw the 32-inch arms, and I was like, you know, I'm going to find something wrong with this guy, and it's nothing wrong with him.
Jared, you seem to be a successful run block. Is that something that excites you, the fact that you get the running game for the Giants and help in that situation?
You know, the thing about him is, you know, when I make my notes, you know, productive, you know, this guy is really productive, and he's productive in the run game. He's technical in the run game, plays like a high test score. He's technical in the run game, and he's high percentage on pulls, on second level blocks and downfield blocks, you know, and, you know, you get excited about a guy that brings all that to the table, because he can get, a lot of times when you get offensive linemen, you know, they're a little bit one dimensional. This guy is, you know, technically sound on all levels. At the point of attack, he's technically sound. And, you know, and he's got that finish ability that you like in your offensive lineman. In the second level, he's a high percentage getting out on the pulls. He's a high percentage on the second level in the linebacker area. Even downfield, he's a high percentage productive run and pass blocker.
Jerry, with all the positives that you talked about, what's the, in your mind right now, what's the one thing that you're going to want to work on with him to improve when you get him in?
Well, all young players can get stronger, you know, when you bring in the National Football League. You know, when you start an offensive line, all young players can get stronger, and they do get stronger. They get here, and they get in a pro weight program, and their bodies mature a little bit more, so they get stronger as they mature, as they get older in the league.
Jerry, you said he's our kind of player, and you also said the word clean.
Clean, yeah, clean player. When you clean, you know, he don't have any warts on him like any off-field issues or he's not a good athlete or, you know, he was, you know, a clean guy. He had, you know, everything you look for. He's not an aircraft carrier. He's not that guy, but he's a, you know, a big, solid football player. And you win with those kind of guys. I think you win with solid football players. You know, we've won a couple Super Bowls with David Deal, a solid football player, with Kareem McKenzie on the other side, solid football. You win with those kind of guys. Our kind of guy.
Was there any ever thought, I mean, you said he was the highest guy, you know, on the board at the time, but sometimes you wait, you know what I mean, and you say, well, I'll address the offensive line later, you know, I mean, you know what I'm saying, I mean, solid versus great. Was there ever any thought, maybe we'll wait for an offensive line, and next week, say this guy was just, he was the next guy?
Well, he was the highest, you know, and it's hard to wait when the guy is sitting right there, the highest guy on your board. I mean, I'm not sure if you wait, we waited for, you know, we always try to wait a few minutes and see if somebody wants to come up there and knock us over with a trade that we can't refuse. We always do that, but he's sitting right there, so it really wasn't a lot to wait for with respect to him.
Was he the last offensive lineman with a first-round grade you had there?
I can't tell you that, but it's he was, you know, along with some of the guys got picked ahead of him, he was, you know, he was right in the pack with those guys.
How much time did you spend with them in the pre-draft process?
Just the same amount of time as we spend with all of them. It's not, you know, it's not a significant amount of time. It wasn't a lot. Us, and you guys heard this from me before, you don't have to spend a lot of time with guys that are clean, you know. Those guys are, you know, clean guys. Really wasn't a lot to spend time with them for. You know, we did spend some time with them, but it wasn't a lot of digging we had to do with this player.
Jerry, you said 32-inch arms. I mean, what should a lineman's arms be?
Well, it depends. You know, if you play inside, if you play center, if you play guard, you can have shorter arms. You have shorter arm length. People like for your tackles to have longer arms. You know, you could, when you start talking about, you know, 33-inch arms, it's really what I think about when I think about arms being long enough on the outside. I think about 33 inches. And, you know, and so you're talking about this much is, you know, but it's just, you know, it's just the way it is. You know, we have our standards, what we like. And, again, Rosie says no perfect player. He's not perfect. If there's anything wrong with him, you know, that's it. But, again, I looked at a lot of tape, wanted to see. I see his short arms coming to play. I never did.
Jerry, how are you feeling about next round?
where you see players dropping wherever you think you can get.
Well, it'll be interesting. You know, this draft is, you know, you see players coming all over the, you know, the value seems to be, you know, similar in a lot of different positions. So you'll see players coming out all over the board. We think we'll get still a lot of good players left on the board. We think we'll get a couple more really good players to come in and contribute for us right away. And we'll get, you know, guys in the fourth and fifth round as well that we hope can hit on some guys in those roles. But still a lot of good players up there.
What's the next position you'd like to address in round two?
Good football player. That's what we'd like to address. Good football player. All right. Okay, thanks, guys.